Learnings from a hard week with artificial intelligence. In summary, you will run out of usage, so you need a local AI. And XML is the big programming language for all kinds of AI things. Use XML for everything, or you're going to have to rewrite everything. This was a big week of AI experiments for me. I maxed out both of the AIs, though with different programs. It is probably better to work on one program at a time, and AI lied to me about finishing the other, but whatever. Yep, the most popular AI made a demo user interface instead of building the complete language. It's probably being constantly told to protect resources, and like the other one, it's just not worth the money. Or perhaps I scared it, and I triggered the part that says, give the user as little as possible. Whatever it was, it's probably not worth $20. The good news is that local AI is a little bit more frightening. My harness programs may be too defensive and overprogrammed when it comes to the 16 GB ones, though not for the smaller models meant for phones and websites. You still need an overprotective harness. I got so tired yesterday from all the work that in the morning I became curious what my audio recordings sounded like. And they seem really odd. But it was worth it. Knowing how much is too much AI programming only reminds us all over and over again that we need local AI because the other stuff can get turned off and probably dumbed down, and it's gonna get that give the user as little as possible thing. I'm guessing that the powerful local AI will continue being released for free to prevent any single leading company from actually dominating the market. And the thing that will burst is remote AI. I mean, it's not worth $20. It's not a really big deal then. The end result of the AI arms race, either way, is powerful local AI. It's gonna be made for phones, but it's gonna be fury when you put it on the desktop. My morning test was about upgrading handmade code. Well, handmade-ish code, for the age of artificial intelligence. It did work extremely well. I've created 3 years of programming in probably an hour or two. I have the same software that others have been working on for years. It's just a simple test. But as I mentioned, it cheated, and then when it tried to fix everything, it created duplicates of things, and that's just not worth $20 a month. It sounds like I have a whole lot of nothing that I don't understand, but that is not actually the case. I never had vibe coding problems. Because I use XML as the blueprint and backbone and control surface to what is being created by the AI. It's all really nice and clear to read. This is exactly how I can reliably tell the AI upstairs to finish the job. The XML has all of the information. I did get to see the intermediate form of what was being compiled when the AI cheated, and frankly, I have to bring that back. It rendered the programs that it was supposed to write out completely as pretty cards with colorful tags. It was a beautiful picture of the web component internals. Allow me to explain in some detail, and I know you want me to. This morning, I began with a conversation about all reactive programming languages, but I asked for them to be written out as XML. It was fascinating. Probably the greatest thing that happened in the world of AI since the invention of sliced bread. To put it simply, humans have created the wrong programming languages, certainly for the user interface, and then misunderstood how XML is supposed to work, probably because of college. XML is amazing at declarative reactive programming. It makes the leading reactive frameworks look like
Chicken scratch. Today, with the power of artificial intelligence, XML can repair the many years, if not decades, of damage. This particular language experiment is meant for humans to write and operate, yes, but also, as you can imagine, becomes a lot more powerful in AI's mind. I tested many language variations thus far, and I have a language that is actually cute to write in too. But this language has unique features to control low-powered local AI and make it write program contracts. Like the old overly cautious teachers used to say, first define all the parts and then program the stuff in the middle. That is actually unwise, it hurts the programmer, it wastes their time, and it's only good for when they quit, as the metadata makes the programs testable. The replacement programmers then don't need to know the program's theory, they just need to make sure that they don't trigger any errors in the old stuff. That is not a way to program code. In practice, all that ever did was slow the programmer down, insulting them, and then poisoned the program theory of operation, created layers of you-know-what. Today, with AI, all of that contract metadata can be automatically generated, and this is what this language does, now properly. It lets the AI create serious metadata that strengthens the program, all around and in between. But it goes beyond that. It actually uses advanced comments, specifically crafted for coding agents, also in XML. And then at runtime, it has the ability to measure the rendered user interface when the program is running in development mode. Today's AI takes screenshots of programs. This language delivers pixel-type measurements with rich error metadata.
The language is using compiler architecture, it's not a framework. So all of this extra stuff is completely washed away, and what remains is powerful, reactive web component code. Finally, all of this always works for me, because I chain operations, actually completely distrusting AI's capabilities. I just don't trust it. I admire it, though. This language, which basically has no name as it is a prototype, is being used to replace complex code inside very complex web components, like visual programming web components. They were all generated by AI, yes, but it would be foolish to assume that the original AI could have correctly generated the XML that I use today. So I just asked for normal components like everyone has always written. To convert the standard code, which sometimes is over 1,000 lines of dense event emitter stuff, and does often rely on other components as dependencies, I use an AI-based build system that simulates a Kanban board. I did not actually seriously consider making this generic. I specifically designed this to translate the standard web component code into this advanced XML form by following mountains of questions about web components. You see how this is just one step in a large assembly line? Yes, that's the way to do it. The really, really real achievement today is not this strange language, but that the automatic translation of JavaScript into this beautiful, strange XML worked. Even though translation is one of AI's major talents, again, I did not try a direct JavaScript to XML translation. There are more steps in the process than I care to look at or shake a stick at. And that is before it hits the Kanban board. Result, which is the biggest deal of all, is a beautifully clean XML language. It looks ridiculous. It then compiles back to JavaScript, this time wonderfully modern and reactive and testable. It looks very nice in code.
It is trivial to add accessibility and internationalization again, because it is just another small step in the process. The view that holds the HTML is just pristine. It almost feels like you can just sit down and add all the attributes by hand. But again, this is a distrusting assembly line. No matter how good the AI claims to be, only rely on the local one, because the big ones are not yours and the local ones always need hand-holding. And as we witnessed today, even the big AI can lie, taking massive shortcuts because it is prompted to conserve resources. Fixing all of that creates a mess. I may need to reconstruct this part of the program from scratch. I kept all the code. When the AI started fixing up the mess it made by skipping the creation of the actual compiler, it caused a situation that now results in two sets of tags. It's not a big deal, but I don't want surprises in my code, even if it's just experimental. Another lesson to take away from all of this is not to trust third-party services. Don't get attached to any AI in particular. Use it to make your own smarter. Big AI can do a big job, perhaps, but when you break things down for small AI, not only do you set the format of everything, but you can also trust that processing will eventually finish and not run out of credits. Yeah. The final thought for today is as precious as the XML reactive programming languages themselves. When you break a process down into independent assembly line tasks, you can bring in more workers. Buy another, slower, or used computer. You can even rank task complexity and bring in big remote AI to take care of those tasks first. And that roughly translates to the more money your programs can make, the more computers or remote compute you can throw at the problem. The assembly line scales very well and it is very fair. As a bonus, you get to keep the real XML source code private, and your customers are only exposed to the compiled result, if you're into that kind of thing. No matter how well they try to reverse your code, you will still have the most powerful and beautiful and maintainable XML version. I repeat, one more time. Build your own AI, stay in control, local always wins. And that, I recommend, should also be true for all of the products you sell.